بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. وقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سبحان الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله لنريه من آياتنا إنه هو السميع البصير. وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال، قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، أي مسجد وضع أول؟ قال صلى الله عليه وسلم، المسجد الحرام. قلت ثم أي؟ قال المسجد الأقصى. قلت كم كان بينهما؟ قال 40 سنة. ثم قال حيثما أدركت الصلاة فصلي والأرض لك مسجد، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, protector and provider. Everything happens through the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever happening around the Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine, in Gaza, we all are aware. It is very sad, heartbreaking. May Allah change the situation and ahwal and condition and protect the Muslim of Palestine and Gaza. Masjid al-Aqsa is very important place in the history of Islam. And alhamdulillah, a very chosen and selected people are there in Palestine and Gaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected them to be there to protect Masjid al-Aqsa. They don't want to move from there, no matter what happens. They are paying very great price for the resistance of this land from last 75 years. And it should be responsibility and concern of the whole of Ummah throughout the world, wherever they are living, in whichever condition they are. Although practically, physically, they are far away from this holy place, but at least they should have concern, they should cry for it. It is the responsibility of every Muslim, male and female, to do something to protect this holy land from the hands of the enemies. It is our responsibility. We cannot say, excuse ourselves, oh, we are far away from there, what we can do? No, you can do a lot. You can support them financially. You can support them morally. You can make dua for them. Every Muslim should make dua after every salah for the reservation and protection of the people surrounding Masjid al-Aqsa. At least we can do that much. Masjid al-Aqsa is our first Qibla. As Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala has narrated, Hazrat Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala narrated that after the migration from Makkah Mukarramah to Medina Munawwara, we used to pray Salat behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, facing Masjid al-Aqsa. Facing Masjid al-Aqsa for 16 to 17 months. You can imagine, they were away from Baytullah, they were in Medina Munawwara, but the command was this, that you should face, your Qibla is not Baytullah, your Qibla is Masjid al-Aqsa. That's how important it was. And after 16 or 17 months of continuing praying, facing Baitul Maqdis, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the ayah. It comes in the riwayat, it was like Zuhar or Asr prayer. Rasulullah already prayed 2 rakat. And while he was in Salat, this ayat was revealed. Now you turn your face from Masjid al-Aqsa towards Masjid al-Haram, Baytullah. So after 2 rakat, he moved. And this is direction. And Sahaba were very amazed what happened. So during the Salah, he turned his face from the south towards Baytullah. And at that place, when this incident took place, later on, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum built a masjid, which is called Masjid Al-Qiblatayn. Masjid Al-Qiblatayn. Those brothers and sisters who go for Hajj and Umrah, they go especially to visit that masjid and pray to Al-Ka Sunnah over there. The great reward. The masjid, that is the only masjid who has 2 Qiblas. During the Salat, Rasulullah turned from Masjid Al-Aqsa to Masjid Al-Haram, Masjid Al-Qiblatayn. So that's how important this masjid is for us. And all the Anbiya alayhi salam of Bani Israel were living in this holy land. That's why in this verse of the Bani Israel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, Barakna hawlahu. We have made a lot of blessings in barakah in Masjid al-Aqsa and surrounding area. This is the blessed place. This is the place where thousands of Anbiya alayhi salam were buried there. Their kubur, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam used to face Masjid al-Qubla. Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in his old project, Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salam, Hazrat Yaqub alayhi salam, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam, and then downward Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, Hazrat Harun alayhi salam, then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, Hazrat Lut alayhi salam, and then downwards, then you come Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and then you see Hazrat Zakaria alayhi salam, Hazrat Yahya alayhi salam, Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam. All these great great Anbiya alayhi salam, their Qibla was Masjid al-Aqsa. They were buried, a lot of the kubur and graves of the Anbiya alayhi salam are in that place. A lot of great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in were buried in this Muqaddas place. And towards the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited him for Mi'raj, he could go directly from Ka'batullah upwards. But Allah Ta'ala wanted to show the blessing and importance of Masjid al-Aqsa to the Ummah. That's why he made the route from Baitul Haram on the Buraq to Baitul Masjid, Baitul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa. And from there he took over to the Mi'raj. From that rock outside of the Masjid al-Aqsa, where later on Abdul Malik bin Marwan has built the dome, which is called the dome as Qubbatu Sakhra, a dome of the rock. And that is very, very beautiful golden dome, kind of yellowish, And in most of the media and print, you see that masjid, and the people unmindfully believe that is Masjid al-Aqsa, but that is not real Masjid al-Aqsa. That is the rock of the dome. That's the dome of the rock, built later on by Abdul Malik bin Marwan. Actual masjid is behind, further down. If you go to that place, then you will see is another masjid which is behind it, further away. That's why it's called Masjid al-Aqsa. It's further distant from that place. So that was the real Masjid al-Aqsa. So this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Sahabi asked, Abu Zar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, O Rasul of Allah, which masjid was built first on the earth? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, Al-Masjid al-Haram in Makkah. Then he asked, which one was the next? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. He further asked, how long was the period between these two masajid? Rasulullah ﷺ replied, 40 years. And then apart from this, pray your salah anywhere when time to pray, and excellence lies in it. In this hadith in Bukhari Sharif. According to one riwayat, that Hadrat Adam alayhi salam built Masjid al-Aqsa also, as he built Inna awwala bayti wudi'a lin-nasi alladhi bi-Bakkah mubarakun hudil alamin, the first bayt, first house to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, built in Makkah Mukarramah by Hadrat Adam alayhi salam with the help of Jibreel alayhi salam. After 40 years, himself or one of his sons built Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem. Then when the time of the Nuh alayhi salam, the flood came and destroyed everything, in that time Ka'batullah also was taken away and Masjid al-Aqsa also was destroyed in that flood. And then later on, when the Ark of Noah was settled down on the Mount Judi, Alhamdulillah, the Nuh alayhi salam and his children and followers came down onto the earth after 40 years or whatever period it was. Then they started living, and then his son Sam bin Noor rebuilt that Masjid al-Aqsa in that same place. And after that, the century passed, and people, Muslims who were living in that area, used to face Masjid al-Aqsa, used to pray over there. Then Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, when he became a Nabi of Allah, then he found that place, and this Allah Ta'ala put in his heart that now you must rebuild Masjid al-Aqsa in that same place. So Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam started reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa, but he couldn't complete and he passed away. So after him, his son, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, became a king also and became a Nabi also. So he completed from his father left construction of the Masjid al-Aqsa. And because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him power over the jinn also, so he used the jinn, commanded them to bring the big stones from the ocean, from the sea, and they used to bring, and he used to construct the masjid. MashaAllah, it's a very beautiful masjid. It says it took like 7 years to build that masjid. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam built it. According to another riwayat, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, when he rebuilt the Kaaba, وَيَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And then he migrated towards this Jerusalem, and then he rebuilt Masjid al-Aqsa. So this is according to another riwayat. Wallahu a'lam. Then in the time of, from the time of the Sulaiman alayhi salam, this masjid was continued, then it broken down several times, and earthquake also took place, and it used to happen like that. So afterwards, at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Masjid al-Aqsa was under the Byzantine Roman Empire. Roman were ruling over the Palestine and over the Jerusalem, and Masjid al-Aqsa was no more Masjid al-Aqsa. It was changed into the church, and they were worshipping their own way, and they had no respect for Masjid al-Aqsa. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I said, when he went for Mi'raj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made him so that he went to Masjid al-Aqsa, and that's the only place he performed the 2 rakat prayer, and he tied his burak outside.